If you know that he's a firm foundation, Lord Jesus, you're awesome in this place. You are awesome in this place.
Amen. Good evening, my sisters and my brothers in Christ Jesus. Amen. We thank God for the opportunity once again that he have allowed us to come together in his name. And just like the worship song was saying, he is awesome. It's such an awesome God to enter into the presence of the Most High God on tonight. I don't know about you all, but I'm excited about just being here one more opportunity. The most important thing tonight that God has allowed us to come together in this name, and we come for no other reason to bless him, to exalt him tonight. Hallelujah. It's the highest praise. We know that we serve an awesome, we serve a consuming God. We serve a now God on tonight. So I just do give honor to the Most High God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords tonight. Give honor to Pastor E. Amen. I give honor to every evangelist, apostle, pastor, minister, bishop, and I give honor to the faithful ministry, even right now. Amen. Let's go into a quick prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before your presence on tonight. Father God, we just come to say, Lord, that we thank you. Hallelujah. Father God, we come to say that we praise you, we bless you, we shall walk your name on tonight. Hallelujah. Oh God, we ask you to have your way on this line on tonight. Oh God, God, open your people's ears, spirit, mind, heart, and soul, that they might be able to receive what God has prepared for the body of the Christ on tonight. And Father God, we give you all praise, all glory, all honor in the name of the precious Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight we come from St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, and I'm going to read from 1 until 9. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, and we're going to begin to read 1 through verse 9 on tonight. Amen. Amen. We should always have our paper and pen and Bibles on tonight whenever we dial in. Amen. So we thank God tonight. Amen. I'm just excited about what God is doing on tonight. Hallelujah. We don't know about you all, but sometimes we have to learn how to get in the presence of the Lord. Amen. So I just thank God again on tonight, getting ready to read this word. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, again, verse 1 through 9. And it says, judge not, that ye be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And why behold thy mote that's in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that's in thy own eye for tonight. If someone had to have a service with them, I'm going to finish reading. If someone had to have a service tonight, I will ask a question tonight. I will ask tonight, the body of Christ, who have you misjudged on tonight? Amen. We know that we all have judged people for the wrong reason. We know that we have judged people because of what somebody else said, what he say, she say, they say. But tonight, the word of God, Jesus speaking on tonight, he said, judge not, but you be not judged. But we are so quick to judge people because what somebody else saying, but what did the Bible say? Hear the whole conclusion out. Before you make any quick decision, before you agree with this person, a day person, you need to make sure that it is the truth. Because right here in St. Matthew, the 7th chapter, verse 1 says, judge not that you be not judged. Now, Jesus is speaking. He got it in the red. So that means, he said, this is me talking. This is me talking. So he said, judge not. Tonight, we all have false accused so many people. I'm number one. They say I'm guilty. I have judged people, false accused people because what somebody told me, either I was going on my own feelings, my own emotion, my own thinking, and I judged that man, judged that woman, judged that person. But the Bible says immediately, we need to repent and ask God to forgive us because we have no right to judge anybody. Amen. And verse 2 says, for what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with that measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. Oh, my God. So you mean to me, Jesus telling me, whatever I have judged whoever, it's going to be major bite to me. Oh, my God. So that means it might be double, triple. Oh, my God. Think about that now. So we got to be careful. Like God said, it's time for us to examine our heart, mind, soul, and spirit. And stop judging people. We so quick to judge somebody. We go over people's tail off because you know what? The Bible says, don't have an itchy ear. And I tell everybody, I said, all of 2018, what I'm going to start doing, my comments, I'm going to talk about anybody, I'm going to hold up sister brother. Let's pray for that sister and that brother. We're not going to talk about them because the word of the night, the Lord say, if I talk about whoever, he said, it's going to be met back to me. So I don't know how it's coming back to me. It might be worse than what I said. So tonight, we need to quickly ask God, Lord, put your hand over my mouth. Because you know what? Think about this film. Before we say anything, before we do anything, before we talk anything, we have time to think about this. This how I'm going to do it. This how I'm going to say it. This what I'm going to do it. This how I'm going to get her. This how I'm going to get him. See, our mind is already running 100 miles an hour because about how we're going to get that person back. And we forgot what the word say. Jesus saying, judge not. But we all tonight on this line are guilty tonight. Because we all have judged some people. And it might have happened this week. It might have happened today. We don't know. But tonight, we're going to examine ourselves. And we're going to repent to God. Say, God, I'm sorry because I have false accused my sister, my brother, my cousin, my auntie, my uncle, my children, my grandchildren. We all are guilty on this tonight. Can I get a witness? Somebody say amen. Verse 3, and say, why? Behold, oh my God, thou mote that's in thy brother's eyes, but consider not the beam that's in thy own eyes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Right there, that right there, we overlook right there. So what Jesus is saying, how can you tell me about getting the beam out my own eyes and you got 10? I'll tell your fingers, you got 10 beans in your own eyes, but you're telling me, Lisa, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this. Okay, all that's good. So let's go back and do a roll check. Okay, everything that you told me what I need to do, have you already accomplished that? Have you already got delivered from that? Have you already got reconverted from that? Come on, somebody. Have you already been healed from that? Have you been set free from that? Now, you telling me I got beans in my own eyes? Okay. Okay. Amen. Okay. Okay. Amen. 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 But let me ask you a question. What kind of beans have you got in your own eyes? See, Jesus said, have you considered not the beans in thy own eyes? So Jesus said, check yourself first. He said, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Call on somebody. He said, how can you talk about your sister and your brother and you got beans in your own eyes? He asked a question tonight. He said, who got the beans in your eyes? So how are you so quick to tell me what I need to do, what I don't need to do, when you ain't even living what you own? Come on, your house is so shite up and upside down and flip side down, and you telling me, listen, you got beans in your own eyes. Because what I'm going to say, okay, amen, amen. Because do you have any in your eye? Then what? When a person starts sinning, you know they're lying. Because guess what? When you talk about it, you're the truth, you will say this. You're going to be what? Line up on line, precept on precept. But tonight, check yourself. Check yourself. Because you're about to wreck yourself, and you about to cause your own self to go over into something that you shouldn't go over in. Remember I said, who have we false accused in this year, this month, this day, last week? Come on, somebody. Verse 5, it says, thou hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thy own eyes, and then shall thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Uh-oh. So keep on saying, thou hypocrite. Woo! Then cast the beam out of thy own eye. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus is saying tonight to us, my brother, my sister, we can't help nobody until we have got help. How can you cover me until I recover if nobody has covered you until you recover? So he said tonight, he said, the hypocrite, first cast the beam out of thy own eye, and then shall thy see clear. So guess what? Some of us walk around here blind. We can't see, but we think we can see. You know why? You walk why? Because Jesus said, until you catch that beam out your own eye, and that mo out your own eye, he said, then you can see. So some of us seeing some, baby, guess what? That ain't even on God, what you seeing. You seeing some, but you can't see clearly until you catch that mote, that beam out your own eye, and then he said, thy brother eye. Then you can come and help your brother, come help your sister. But guess what? The key thing is you must walk in humility. You must walk in love. You can't go about with no harsh words. So open the Bible said, love and kindness help I draw thee. A soft answer will come with what? The wrath of God. You need to go to that circle, that brother in love, and tell them how you got the beam out of their own eyes. Not you. Because we can do anything on our own. We can do all things through who? Christ Jesus that's squeezing up. Go to them in love. Some of us got such a holy and pride spirit or something because we have got a little revelation. Come on, somebody. God love knowledge and wisdom. So we have allowed our own self to get puffed up. But God, I hear the word of the Lord say, he gives grace to the humble. He said, the more you humble yourself, the more I should exalt you. But we just got the bean and the mo out of our own eyes. So now we are ready to what? Judge somebody else. Tonight, my sisters and my brothers, let's stop judging people. This is element of time. We must be friends of people. The Bible says what? Eyes sharpen the eye. He said when you have been converted, go and who? Convert your sister and your brother in a spirit of love. Come on now. So guess what? We need to stop judging people. I have never seen so many church folks. I know I'm not going to lack church folks, the Christian people, judging people, talking about people, right in the household of God, so they don't have no more spirit no more, and they always come back, I'm this, and I'm that. But Jesus said, check yourself, baby. He said, you're hypocrite. So hypocrite is who? People talk about people, go around and doing all kinds of stuff about people. You hear what he said? That hypocrite. Oh, my God. Jesus said it. So it kind of came to the word of God. That's how they say, oh, you come hypocrite? Okay, let's go to Matthew 7 and verse 5. I didn't say it. Jesus saying tonight. That's what he's talking about tonight. Jesus knows if you are real, you're not real. So tonight, we can't cast no stone in front of nobody. We can't cast no stone against nobody. So who would I sin? So he said, cast the first stone. We all are sinners saved by grace tonight. Amen. And so tonight, I'm telling you all, God gave me this word first from the throne room. He said, tell my people tonight, who have they false accused? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Y'all know, you better thank God that Jesus ain't like man, a woman, a family. Because we know we're going to accuse us of a whole lot of stuff. And we thank God that Jesus is a God of compassion, God of love, God of long suffering. Come on, somebody. Jesus said what? I have spread forth my hand all day long to who? A rebellious nation. Oh, my God. So tonight, he's saying tonight, don't be doing that. Don't go around. And you got to be the one in your own eye. He said, stop doing that. Go to verse 6. It says, give not which is holy unto the dog, neither cast your pearls before swine. Leave thy trap them under their feet and turn again and render you, oh my God. Give not that which is holy unto the dog. Now let's get this right. Now we don't want to go out and talk people dogs that tonight. Come on. He said, neither cast your pearl before who the swine. What Jesus is saying. The people is not ready to receive what we have. Don't force it on them. He said, don't do it because guess what? Because he said, give not that which is holy. We give the Holy Ghost. We are holy. We are secure people. We are set aside. We are chosen. We are different. So what he's saying, you can't take everything to the street. You got to know when to give it, what not to give. He said, don't cast it. Because if they reject us, you can't get upset. He said, don't. He said, why you want to give everything that you got to somebody that you know don't want it? Because they like, we get involved with an unsaved man, unsaved woman. He will say, Holy Ghost filled, sanctified, not baptized, tongue talking, feet stomping, hand clapping. But we're going to go marry somebody that we know is not in God. And we expect for God to change them. Okay, here we are. We're casting all our pearls. We're giving it all we got unto them. And he said, give not that which is holy unto the dog. So dog, I mean an insult. So he's saying it's more than one dog that we've been what? Casting and giving our pearls and sworn to. And he said, what he said, don't do it. But do we obey the Spirit of God? No. That's what we say. Oh, I'm going in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And God told me to go give them this word, and I know they're going to receive it. Okay, he did. But did you ask him, is it time for you to go? Some of us have went out of season. Some of us have went before time, and that's why we cast it. And we giving it. And that's why he said, don't do it. But we all guilty tonight. Amen. Verse 7, it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Well, he said, ask anything in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, here it is, verse 7, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given to you. So he said, okay, you asking me, well, are you asking me in faith? Are you asking me in doubt? Are you asking me, I don't really know, I really don't believe? I know verse 7 said, ask and it shall be given, but I don't really know. Am I asking him the right before I speak this? Okay, if you don't understand what the word of God is saying, find somebody that can help you, because Jesus don't want us to go in error. He wants to read this word and not get the full revelation of what he said. All you get to understand. Just don't read the word to be a doer. Some of us read this verse 7 and we really don't understand the depth of what he's saying. It's just what he's saying. Ask and it shall be given to you. He said, put your name down. Seek and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. So what he's saying, all of this, you still got to have faith. If you ain't got no faith, all this work in this verse 7, it ain't going to work. Because even when you ask them, before you ask them, you got to believe, number one. You got to have faith. You got to trust God. You got to take them at his word. God, you said, St. Matthew 7:7, ask, and it shall be given unto me. Okay, God, I'm coming to you in faith. First of all, I come to you, God. Let me repent, God. I need to clear my mind. I might need to repent before you, God. I might have said something, or did something, or thought might have come in my mind. So let me repent, God. Now, God, I'm asking this. And you said it shall be given unto Lisa. You said, seek, and you shall find. Seek first, and you shall find. He said, knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Knock. Knock. That means I'm knocking, Jesus. Okay, here I am, Jesus. I'm knocking on the door of your heart, at the door of your mind, your spirit, oh God. God, you say it shall be open. Shall is a commandment. God said, I got to do this. Amen. Verse 8. But everyone that asks, but everyone that asks, receive. And he that seeketh, find it, and to him, verse 8. But everyone that asks, receive, and he that seeketh, find it, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. So what he's saying, everyone, he didn't say no age, he didn't say no color, come on somebody, he didn't say no religion, he said what, for everyone that asks, that means, he asked me what Jesus is saying. I need you to continue to ask me. Amen. And he said, receive it. That means receive it. He said, guess what? Okay, you want the verse 7, you ask. He said, I'm going to give it. You seek, you find. Knock, door can't open. Knock, he said, for what? For everyone that asks, and receive it. And he said, guess what? It's, you already got it. So we don't have to keep going to Jesus. Once Jesus answers our prayer, we can move on to something else. We ain't got to keep saying that praying the same thing. When he answered that prayer, okay, God, you answered my prayer on this right here. Now, God, here, come out to you again, God. I need you, God, to do this for my sister, my brother, my husband. What we might be praying for intercedes, or whatever it is, he already saying for everyone that asks. Jesus said, my people, they need to open up their mouth and ask me, what do you have need of? He that seek it, continue. Oh, God, I seek you daily. Oh, God, I seek you in the morning. God, I seek you at noontime. Oh, God, I'm seeking your face, oh, God. Lord, I come before you again. I'm seeking you, God, because, God, I have a mandate, have a prayer request. I got a potential. I have a grant application, God, that I am presented to you, God. And, God, you said seek it. And you said what? If I seek you, I shall find you. You told me to knock. And it shall be open. What shall be open? We can't answer that. Only you know tonight what you have need for the Father, your Father, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to open up for you. We can't go inside of your mind, inside of your brain, the spirit, and say, my sister, my brother, okay, what did you have need of? He said, you ask me anything in secret, and God said, then he said, I will open reward you, oh my God. So he said, whatever you ask me for, then he said, what? I'm going to reward you. Now he didn't say man. He said, I am going to reward you. Because sometimes we got to be careful, because some men and women, they want to get all the credit. They want to be known. Oh, I did this. But whatever we do, it is to who? To glorify God. Amen. I'm going to read just one thing. That's a reference scripture, Proverbs 8:17. And it say, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. So what is he saying? I love them that love me. Jesus said, you got to love me first. You got to love me more than you love anything else. I love them that love me. Check it out. He said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Oh, my God. So you mean to tell me I got to dip out my bed now at 3, 2, 1 o'clock in the morning, and I got to seek him? That's what he said. He said, seek me early. Oh, my God. You know what? We don't have no time on when we should seek God. God said there's no time. He said whatever you need, seek me early in the morning. See, that's why it's so important that we should set up a time that we can't seek Him. But some of us, I get up at 2:00 in the morning. I know Lord somebody just been praying, told me to seek me early. I can find him, but this morning, God, you got to take a rain check. And that might be the day Jesus gave me to save your life of our children and loved ones. And he's a different intercede. Pray for them now. But we telling Jesus, our God and Lord and Savior, God, I know Proverbs 8:17 say that I must love you first, and I must seek you early. But Jesus, I just can't do it. Can I do it? Can I do it tomorrow? Well, what if tomorrow is not promised to us? See, that's why it's so important that he said, who have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the church? See, let me tell you something. There's ever been a time in a season that we was walking total willing and obedient. He said, if you be willing and obedient, he said what? You shall eat the good of the land. Some of us want to be willing, but we don't want to be obedient. Some want to be obedient, but we're not willing. It don't work like that, baby. He said, if you're willing and obedient, you shall what? Eat the good of the land. I don't know about you all, I am ready to eat some good stuff. I don't know about you all. I have been disobedient for a very long time, and I had made up my mind, Lord, I think this causing me to move out to myself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm asking God, help me, Lord. Help me to be willing and obedient. Lord, you said, Jesus asked me a question. He said, if you will be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But guess what? He's not putting a command on it. He's not going to make you. He's not going to force you. All things he's saying, he said, ask me. Amen. Verse 9 is our last verse. Excuse me. It's a, what man is there of you? Whom is the son? Ask for bread. Will he give him a stone? Ooh. Oh, my God. Now, Jesus is saying, what man is there of you? Who, if his son asked for bread, would you give him a stone? Oh, my God. He asked for no stone. He asked for some bread. But how many know our neighbor will come to our door, knock on our door, and say, could I get a cup of sugar? Could I get a cup of milk? And we know we got 3 or 4 bags of sugar in that case. What will that we do? We want him to answer no. But what you say? Oh, God, you said, love thy neighbor as I love myself. Oh, God, you said, press down, shake together, running over. Oh, God, you said, it's going to call to me to, you know what I'm saying, do whatever. What? And I say, and see, that's why we have to be very careful. See, we can quote the scripture all day long, but can we apply, are we living? Are we living what we're saying? Are we just saying something? You know what I'm saying? Because guess what? Somebody is watching us. And we got to be careful of what he's saying. See, I remember in the Bible, Jesus had 5 loaves, 5 fishes. He fed the multitude. And then he said he turned around, and then he had some left over. Some of us, our meal bill right now is running over. Some of us got so much stuff right now, and we don't know what to do with it, but we refuse to share with our neighbor because look what they said. Oh, I got mine. They got to get there. So what he's saying, that is what that means. You could say, we have to be very careful of that right there. So tonight, this word was a blessing to me, and I don't know about you all, but I'm taking heed, taking consider tonight that I will not false accuse my sister, my brother anymore. See, it's not about what we have done in the past, but Jesus is saying from this night forward, what you going to do? Are you going to continue to judge your brother? Are you going to criticize them? Are you going to put them down? Are you going to continue to talk about them? Are you going to try to dig a ditch for them? Picking them? Tonight, Jesus said, it's time out. We cannot keep saying iron sharpening iron, and we are not sharpening nobody, no kind of way. Come on, somebody. We ain't praying for our people like we supposed to be praying for them, because if we were really interceding, like we could over these officers, but guess what? Whenever they go through any warfare, any attack, if we connected to them so close, God will say tonight, intercede for Pastor E. Intercede for apostle and prophet. And you don't have to know their personal thing, but if you intercede for that person, God will tell you exactly what they need. So tonight, let's not judge nobody no more. And so if you're a righteous judge, but don't judge them to the point where you're ready to crucify them. In other words, see, sometimes we have to think before we say something. Think before we react, before we react to something. Because guess what? We have time to think about it, clean our mind. Sometimes we either get in the mirror and we flirt, oh, this time I'm gonna get her, I'm gonna get him, or this time I'm gonna do it. We get moving our hands and moving our head and moving our body and stuff. But see, Jesus said tonight, judge not, that you be not judged. So tonight, my sister, my brother, this is ever but a time that we need to repent quickly. We need to repent for a whole lot of things that we have said, we have did. We don't plan against somebody. Come on, somebody. And we know we have. And some of us tonight, we have not truly forgave some people. That's why you're stuck. Jesus won't take us to a whole new dimension in the kingdom of God, but he can't take us there because we have not truly repent because we're still judging this person. They go home. Hannah got married and going on, and here we are still to my own hurt. Well, I got issues. I got scars. Oh, he hurt me. She hurt me. Baby, when you going to get over that? It's time to move on. Move forward into the kingdom of God. God is trying to bring us into new places, new territory. He has to find things for us, but we're stuck. How long are you going to be stuck? Remember, God said, do not be stuck between two opinions. He said, hear the whole conclusion. Hear the whole matter out first. Don't be quick and say, call me. Call us for sister. I'm going to call Brother John on the phone. We're going to be on freeway. We can have a conference call. We're going to count that thing, and we're going to pray, and we're going to land it. No. If you're falling to the table tonight, we're going to deal with this right here. See, if you don't deal with those issues, they're going to deal with you. Some of us is really, really talking too much. It's okay to talk. But let your conversation still be edifying for the body of Christ. If it's not edifying, if it's not building up your sister, your brother, you need to check yourself and say, God, if they around me, if you have promoted me, I'm supposed to be what? Edifying my sister, my brother. What did the Bible say? He said, we supposed to do what? Esteem others higher than ourselves. But guess what? I'm the bishop. I'm the apostle. I'm the prophet. Ain't no way in the world I'm going to esteem him or her higher than me. But you ain't seeing her higher than I. You do what God told you to do. If you obey the word of God, they're going to say, Bishop, I know you said that I'm a prophet, I'm a prophet, but right now I'm not ready to walk into that calling. A true man or woman that will come to you and say, I know you said God said it. I'm not saying God didn't say it, but I know right now I'm not ready to live up to those words. Requirements. So, when you be honest with God, be real with God, God may be real with us. This is the season of time that God will take us to the overflow of blessings. That means there's no limits, there's no boundaries of what God can do for us. But until we bring our mind frame into a new mind frame, that, what do you say? Forget all the old things behind us. Press to walk on the mark of the high calling in Christ. He said, you can't go forward because you're stuck. Some of us is stuck in our past. Our past are haunting us, they're coming in our mind, and we allow our own stuff to be our biggest hindrance. Remember tonight, he said, you cannot judge your brother, your sister. You got the beam, you got the mote in your own eyes. He said, first, we get it out your own eyes. Then you can help them out. And then he said, once you get your eyes clear, oh my God. Once you clear your eyes, then you can go and help somebody else out. Because remember what I said. Jesus said, when thou has been converted, go and convert your sister and your brother. But we must go in humility. We must go in charity. We must go in love. If we don't walk in the fruit of the Spirit, no one going to receive us because we can't go in our own. You got to go in gentle. Red souls to cry, what they say, you must be wise. Harmless and serpent. Tonight, I pray this word has blessed you all. It blessed me. Like I said again, the word is for the person that gives the word first. When Jesus gave us the word, he said, before you release this word, I need you to check yourself, examine yourself, look in the mirror and say, have I false accused anybody? So you got to kind of think about that. Jesus gave me this word on Monday night in my kitchen. He said, this is the word. So what I said, okay, Jesus, have I false accused anybody? If I did, I repent now. I might take remember who all I might have. I have a false accuser of a whole lot of people. I'm gonna be real with y'all. that I thank God for God of another chance on tonight. So I just pray this word has blessed you all tonight. It has truly, truly blessed me tonight. At this time, go over the line. It might have any comments, any special prayer requests, or anything. You can press 1 and you can dial in. Again, I thank God for Pastor Eve. I allow these women to come together. But remember, we women, we are to build one another up. After this night forward, no more talking. If we're going to talk about anything, it's going to be positive and it's going to be edifying for what? The body of Christ. Amen. This time, the lights open up at this time. Anybody have any comments? Press 1 to come on in.
Amen, amen. Well, you know, that's my daily walk, checking myself and trying to hold myself accountable. So good word tonight. Area code 323, this is Minister Carolyn Hamilton. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Prophetess Lisa and Pastor E.
That's true.
I came in on the end of it, but it's right on point. I don't know, every time I come on here, I say it all the time. It's like the message is directed towards me. I went to a church meeting today at West Angeles, and ironically, this is just confirmation because her delivery was such as the one you've given tonight. And so basically, I just went prayer for deliverance. As I was sitting there in the church and they were preaching, and again with you, it's like, the devil was so busy to taunt us. Well, as Pastor E would say, you know, we blame things on the devil. But, you know, I have to be transparent. I think that is me, because even in the midst of sitting in the church and people talking about love and what we're supposed to do, and I, you know, automatically I start thinking about what people done to me. And
oh,
then
my
mind starts drifting off from what the conversation is, and I'm a minister, and it's like I came from the street like the worst of the worst, so I know the devil was mad for one, that I'm on a winning team now, you know. So it's like, but I catch myself and I pull myself back, but I want to be at the point of no return, at the point where my mind won't drift. So it's apparently something wrong that I'm doing in my walk or my prayer life or my study. Well, you know what? Hey, I just throw my hands up. 9 times out of 10, I'm doing something wrong in all of the walks. In the prayer life, the Bible study time, all of them. And it's like, I just want prayer for deliverance, period.
Amen.
Deliverance of my mouth. Because even if I see something and somebody's done something wrong, and I know to pray on, and I'll stop and I'll pray for them. I'll pray for them. But then if somebody else mentioned a situation that I just prayed for, I still got to open my mouth and add my 2 cents. It's like, shut up. You didn't have to say that because you already went to the throne, so you ain't got to go to the throne. Like, what's wrong? So I like, really, and then I'll get mad. I'll get really angry, and I'll say, okay, I'll start praying. I'll do the count to 10. And then 10 minutes later, the same situation arises, and it's like, God don't have to forgive me because I just got to say something. It's like, that's ugly. It's just not cool. And it's like, just listening to you today, stop laughing at me. It's like listening to you today and a woman. It's not love. And I want to be about love, like God's love. That's what
yes,
I want.
Yes.
And it's like, I guess I'm tippy-toeing on both sides. Of the, it's like I'm about to fall over, but I don't want to go over there. But I know
Amen.
What's right. I know what my God wants. I know my walk.
Yes.
But it's like it arises. I want it to be where it's to the point of no return, where I'm just glorious in the Lord. Not saying I'm going to be perfect or things aren't going to arise and I may open my mouth, but I don't want to be the way it is, like, now.
Okay. Amen.
And that's all I want to say.
Amen. Amen. Well, it seems like you're checking yourself, and that's where it starts, first checking ourselves and being able to acknowledge that we haven't arrived and we hadn't made it. But the one thing that we strive for is not going over the same obstacles again. So I'm proud of you. Keep pushing. You want to pray for her,
yeah.
Prophetess?
Amen. Sure. That's all I just asked me. You want to pray for her. Amen. Amen. Let's pray for our sister and just come in agreement with her, that whole request. Amen. Because we know that the battle is always in the mind. Amen. So let's pray for this woman of God on tonight. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up Minister Carolyn before you tonight, right now. Father God, we see that the battle is in her mind. But say the Lord thy God, we seek you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I apply the blood over her mind right now. Father God, I take dominion over her mind right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak to every battle. Hallelujah. I speak to every war in her mind right now. You said, let this mind be you also in Christ too. Father God, she do have a mind of Christ. Father God, come up in every time. Every wickedness, hallelujah. And how they cast down, pull down, they just throw holes in the hand. The Lord shall come to the body. You kill the Lord, shady of the shot. Oh God, you come to the body. You get it, the Lord shot. Oh God, I try to blow over her mind right now. Father God, I cast down every false doubt. I cast down every false negative. I rebuke in the spirit, barely against the mind, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we take authority right now, God. And God, we put the whole armor of God up on her now, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh God, I thank you tonight, God. She delivered, God. No one thinking the wrong way, God. Say you are not creeping into her mind. You are not letting the doubt from her mind tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Father God, for her deliverance, oh God. That you begin to purge, oh God. You begin to wash, oh God. You begin to cleanse, oh God. Remember the word of God. Say, judge not that we might not be judged, oh God. Father God, you said get the beam, get the never all ourselves, and then we can be able to see clear tonight, God. Listen, count the moment of God tonight. We intercede for her right now. Father God, we stay in the dark tonight, God. And God, I applaud the glory over her mind right now, God. Because you are beginning to cleanse our mind. You are beginning to clear our mind, God. We're never going to step by the coming of Christ's own mind again. She was, the Spirit of God will speak to her. It will quicken her. It will remind her. You can't say that. You can't think that. Because we said we think of certain things, we have time for tonight, God. I thank you, God, for the woman of God tonight, God. We touch and we agree for this woman of God, God. For her deliverance, God. Not deliverance, God. But take her through the process. Take her through the refining fire. Take her through the fire, God. We get to cleanse and purge, God. Anything that's in her, God. Come to your sight tonight, God. She's not in the bed tonight. I speak over her mind, and I command the peace of God. I command that I share her weekly. She is sharing a testimony that she don't know that I've been delivered. I've been set free from the hand of the enemy. We rebuke in the spirit coming against her. We're going to get every witness of the world, every Jezebel, every Ahab spirit. We rebuke and we counsel the Psalmist, and we send it back to the sinner. To that pit of hell where it belongs. And God, we give you praise and glory now, God, that she is delivered. She is set free by your power. And God, we give you praise and glory and honor for doing it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless your name, oh God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Charlie.
Bless you, Minister Carolyn.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Shoshana, out of Mobile, Alabama, you're next on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
I give honor to God, Prophetess Lisa, Pastor Edward Hamilton, and all the children of God right now. I ask you to pray for me right now. I just received a text message about my son's father in trouble right now, but I could not let go of this line right now, Lord, because God is my everything, and I have to hold on and press forward to his mark, Lord. I just ask for every demon to be cast away at this time, Lord. The closer that I get to my mark, Lord, oh, the devil wants to get closer and closer, but I will not let go. You understand me? I will not let go.
Amen.
Oh, because we all fall short. And fall short of sin, but we all have to hold on, God. Oh, I love
Amen.
All who love me, as he said in Proverbs 8:17. Those who search for God will surely find him. So I'm asking
yes.
all of you to just please pray. Pray for our people. Pray for our people. Pray for our
yes.
enemies. We have to pray for each other. We have to hold each other together. And us women, we are a multitude. We multiply. Y'all know that? We multiply.
Yes.
We have to keep on and press forward. I can't say oh I'm a worry and then oh I give it to God. I mean I have a child, and you know Pastor E knows my situation. I'm a recovering addict. My children have been placed in their grandparents' care right now because I had a cocaine addiction. So I have to suffer my consequences, and in doing that, I'm in group. I hope I have some
yes.
of my fellow groupers on the line right now, but I want you to know that I am ashamed of nothing because I'm pressing toward my mark. I am pressing forward. I'm a motivational speaker at this time. Yeah, it may be minister later. It may be reverend later, but I am a woman of God. I am a woman of God, and I just want to tell you guys that I love you. And Prophetess Lisa, you are ready. You are ready. You are already starting right now. I heard what you said. I heard every word that you said. Oh, it's hey, you just follow his path, and you're going to get better and better and better and better. And Pastor E, you already know you're going to get better and better. We always pressing toward the mark. We never at
Amen.
That moment of where we need to stand still. We always need to keep going toward that mark. And I'm not going to hold y'all on. I just want to say, like she said, judge not. Work on yourself. Don't be a hypocrite. Others will treat you as you treat them. So I treat you guys with love, honor, and courage at this time. I love
Amen.
You guys.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Bless
Amen.
You, woman of God. And you know we in the gap for you.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go ahead and go and check on my loved ones now. And y'all keep
okay,
prayers
we got
up,
you.
And I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Okay, and let me know.
Amen.
Okay, I will.
Amen. Right. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Awesome word, woman of God. No other callers. We have plenty of callers online, but no other callers that want to chime in. So any closing remarks from you tonight?
I think we had someone was trying to call, but I think what happened, I had dialed them in. I'm going to tell them to hang up and call in on myself. They were trying to call, but I had followed me on with me. So let me tell them to hang up and then dial back in. They were trying to press one, but they ain't going through. Amen. But amen. I just thank God for even the woman God on the line, Mother God, that we just is going to be interceding and praying on her request, because what we do when people ask us to pray, we should pray for the people right then and there, because most of the time we forget to pray for them. I believe in doing that for people right then and there, because I know sometimes I forget to pray for people because I get doing other things, and even here remind me. But there might be what else that needed prayer right now at this time. Come on, somebody, and realize us like, okay, I do it to get off the line. But we don't know what's going to happen within the next second. So I believe the prayer with people right then and there. They said pray. Guess what? I'm ready to pray. Amen. All I have is praying, and I thank God that God has really set me aside as an intercession, a prayer warrior, intercede for the body of Christ, and to pray for other people. Amen. Because we all know that the battle is in the mind. And one thing about it, we're going to continue to hold up our minister, Sister Carolyn, because we know she's an awesome woman of God, and she's one of our company network. She's our sister. Pastor E is our brother. So what we're going to do, we're going to keep up before God until her total deliverance, the restore, the restoration. Amen. Because God said he shall recover it all. So she asked tonight, and guess what? It's going to happen. Amen. God is a God of another chance. God is a God of he's just awesome. I'm telling you all tonight. I'm just excited about what God is doing, and I can't wait to hear the praise report from my sister. and like on the line again, that what she gonna say, that it was nobody but God had did this thing. Amen. So whatever we do it to who? To glorify God. So I don't know about you all, but I'm just excited about what God is doing for the body of Christ on tonight. Amen. So I truly thank God for Pastor E, that he'll allow the women to come together and share and give out the word of God. He don't hold a fight, and I thank God for him. So he don't find too many men for God to support women. We've got so many men that really don't support women's ministry, but Pastor E, he supports the women. And I thank God for I met him after Pastor E. Let me know if you need me for anything. He said, well, I think I got something for you, woman of God. But you know what? If I would never ask Pastor E, I'm not being on Thursday tonight. Because what Jesus said in verse 12, he said, ask and it shall be given unto you. So what I did, I asked Pastor E, I'm here for you. If you need me, let me know. He said, woman of God, I think I got a spot for you. But see, what if I would never ask him? God could spoke to him, but that's not what the word of God said. Seven himself is they ask. So I asked Pastor E. When I asked him, he immediately said, woman of God, I think I might have a spot for you. See, because I opened my mouth and I asked, and then I was available at that time. See what I'm saying? So he said, your gifts will make room for you. But sometimes you got to press your way in. Amen. So I'm not about you tonight, but I promise y'all tonight this word really blessed me. I'm telling y'all, if it's up to me, and I had to go back and say, Lord, who have I fought for you? And I'm still saying it right now in my mind. I'm still thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still saying, God, who has I fought for you? Has I fought for you anybody? You know, we have to be careful because I'm telling you, we can't afford this. We cannot afford saying my husband and brother. You cannot afford to judge anybody after tonight. You can't do it. Amen. For anyone have anything else to say, so we close out. Any other comments? I think I got Pastor Michelle on the line from Tallahassee. I mean, Mary Ann of Florida. Michelle, are you on the line? Pastor Michelle? Pastor, don't mean that I'll be one. Okay, anything. Is no one else, Pastor E, have anything to say, Pastor E, before we close out?
No, that's it, my sister. I'm checking myself before I wreck myself. But good word, awesome word. I can't wait until my midnight re-listen of this awesome broadcast. Just want you to know I'm blessed and I'm definitely excited that what God is doing in our ministry. So God bless you.
Amen. We thank God.
Family, thank you. That's right.
Amen.
That's right, family. We want to thank you.
Go ahead, Papa.
No, look, we both trying to talk at the same time. But God bless you, family. Thank you for joining us this evening, supporting Women Speak Now and Be Heard with Prophetess Lisa every third Thursday. And guess what? If there's something in your spirit that God has put on your heart, reach out to us. We can make a spot. We can find a spot to minister and help one another. Let's be 24/7, but I need 24/7 people. God bless you guys. Again, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. In Jesus' name. Talk to you tomorrow for Let's Talk About It with myself and Pastor V. It's going down. The over 40 conversation. You better get in on it.